Are you the dad of a dad or the mom of a mom? For Grandkids Matter, here's Dr. Ken Canfield.
Your first grandchild is like a revelation. You can't stop thinking about and planning ways to bless that little treasure. But what about your third or fourth or 11th grandchild? Those are just as precious to us, and we love them just as much. And as my friend Teresa Kindred from Nanahood.com suggests, things will be different with those younger grandkids. They will have to be, and that's okay. Even if you can't spend quite as much time with them, keep doing all you can. Carve out moments together to read a book or go for a walk. Keep investing in them as best you can. It might not be quite the same, but it still can be very special. Thank you for listening today.